This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Another hour of What's on Your Mind,
the most listened to radio program,
or it could be renamed today in my honor. What's left of your mind? That could you know, some days, you know, some days. Oh goodness sakes! Anyway, no, I'm having fun. Welcome back to the program. Another hour, cranking up here today. Brought to you this fine hour by our good friends at High Plains Apache. You ever been over to High Plains Apache in Mandan? I've been there. Darn right. I was messing around with all the demo stations and all the different ag application parts and spray tips. And pretty cool. That was good fun. I'll bring my dog there next time he needs a little washdown. It's perfect. I don't know if they allow that, but I don't think they do, actually, but... you know what they do? They have the electronic drift management system now on these Apache sprayers that are just phenomenal. You select your droplet size so you can keep it for the whole day no matter what speed you're traveling. And that really works well. Very nice. There are a lot of good comments about that. Everybody loves the ET Ag Center that you can get all your ag application parts right there in one place. Any make, any model. And, of course, that on-site store... If they don't have it, and they 50,000 sprayer parts, they probably do, but they'll get it for you, have it at your door. So simple as that. So just rely on them. They really are. And check out that Apache sprayer. There's just nothing better. Power to climb the toughest grades, and that light footprint gets you through the most unfavorable ground conditions, and fuel efficient. It's reliable. Leading operator comfort, state-of-the-art noise dampening inside the cab. Industry-leading 5-year driveline warranty. Across from Bonanza in Mandan at 1701 Eastside Court. And also in Frontier, south of Fargo, exit 60, the Walmart exit. Tell them Scott sent you. Todd, too. To High Plains Apache. So this hour on the program, we have lots of time to chat. We're going to continue our little contest. We're trying to give away a MyPillow, premium MyPillow. We'll give it away. We just want a really good story about sort of an airline nightmare. How this started was this guy that got pulled off the United Airlines flight because they were overbooked, and they dragged him off. And, you know, we've been talking about whether he's to blame, the passenger, or whether the airline is, whether it's somewhere in the middle or whatever. I'm saying absolutely it's the passenger's fault. I mean, the guy didn't get off. Security was called. If you don't comply with the instructions of the people on the plane, anything can happen. So it's his fault. Manny is in the exact opposite spot. He thinks the guy ought to be given a medal. Sue for zillions of dollars.
Well, I wouldn't go that far. I wouldn't go as far as say you should get a medal. But...
Well, I was trying to stir it up a little bit. Let me
zillions?
Kind of on a roll here. I told you
a jillion times to stop exaggerating like that. Come on.
Anyway, I don't know. I don't know. Manny's going to get the cut of what this guy's going to make or something because he's sucking up to him something fierce about how, you know, poor guy. Got a little bump
on the
head.
Well, he's a doctor, you know.
A little bump on the head. He's a doctor. He can take care of himself. He can treat himself. He's got Band-Aids at home. Trust me. It's fine. I'm just of the opinion, where is personal responsibility gone in this country, right? When do you own anything? When do any of us own anything? Nobody else's fault. I'm to blame. Me. Said no one ever. You know? Oh, my gosh. So that's why I am where I am. You can, and Todd is in the middle. Todd is like, oh, I see a little bit here, I see a little bit there. He's, you know, ever the peacemaker, that Todd.
So, everybody handled it poorly. Everybody did.
Well, security is, I will give you that. If you just see that, you think, wow. That's not the most important thing happening in the world. If there's anything else on your mind, it's certainly your prerogative to call about anything and tell us what's on your mind at 800-228-0550. I know now that Neil Gorsuch has been sent to the Supreme Court, is now Justice Neil Gorsuch, and that we have responded in the fashion we have as quickly as we have about Syria, that I am reaffirmed in my strong belief that Donald J. Trump is the right man for the right time. We have endured, ladies and gentlemen, and suffered, I believe, incalculable losses as a result of Barack Obama and his displayed weakness. We'll never know the damage that did, but I believe it was big. And for Donald Trump to do what he's doing now, Rex Tillerson, his CEO, who, you know, a few months ago was running ExxonMobil. And now he's in Russia, right? And I guarantee you, any other time, it probably would have been canceled, right? Not the tensions are high, we'll wait. Nope. Boom. Meeting's planned, let's do the meeting. Be over there right now in Russia. Good. Look him in the eye and tell him what waits if he doesn't get his act together. And if you don't think that's different, then kumbaya, Barack Obama, who's going to let everything just kind of simmer a little bit and no drama Obama, I got a bridge to sell you. That's what I'm saying. So there's a couple of things on my mind, and I'd welcome what's on yours today. Okay? Get to the telephones. Bob in Fargo is back. We promised we'd give him enough time to tell us his story, and we didn't want to cut that short earlier. So the idea here is, look, we're all talking about an interesting story on this airline, and you're free to talk about whether you think that was whose fault that was. But if you've got a similar story, you know, some of a story that stays with you from air travel, share it with us. And Bob had one. Bob in Fargo, you're on What's On Your Mind.
Well, thank you. I'm a retired airline pilot. I flew for a major for 30 years, and I'm taking issue with Todd this morning. I flew a flight as a captain from Los Angeles to Minneapolis many years ago, and when we arrived in Minneapolis in the middle of the evening, the weather there was bad, and so flights were diverting to all kinds of airports in the upper Midwest. We went to Des Moines, and when we got there, there were 30 or 40 airplanes on the ground in front of us. All the gates were full. So we were sitting on the ground waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting for the Minneapolis weather to come up and to get refueled. During this time, there was a passenger in first class that was causing a lot of trouble. The flight attendants kept coming up to the cockpit saying, "You've got to do something about this guy." And I said, "Well, what can I do? We're sitting on the ground. All the gates are full. All right, let him come up and talk to me." And so she opened the door, and this guy came in, and he was one of these officious, I'm going to get to the bottom of this, do you know who I am kind of guys. And so I explained to him what the deal was, and he says, "I demand to get off this airplane. I need to get to Minneapolis right now." And I said, "Well, the only way you're going to do that is if you rent a car and drive up there, because nothing's moving." He says, "I demand to get off this airplane." And so I said, "Well, I'll see what I can do." So I got a hold of the station agents, and they pushed an airplane off the gate. We drove up into the gate and parked, opened the door, and I said, "All right, you can get off the airplane." He says, "I refuse to get off." I said, "Wait a minute. You just inconvenienced several hundred people, turned the station upside down in order for us to get you to this gate so you could get off the airplane." He said, "I refuse to get off." So I called the station. I said, "Send the police out." And they came out and escorted the guy off the airplane. And I'm thinking, this high-powered, it turns out he's a movie producer, is going to write a bunch of letters to my boss, and I'm going to have to go up and do the rug dance and explain why I kicked him off the airplane. Well, it turned out it never happened. They escorted him off without any of this commotion like we saw in the event here a couple of days ago. And he disappeared, and I never heard more of it. But just like your previous caller, once the police arrive on the airplane, it's their baby, and I was done with it. And so, Todd, what have you got to say?
Oh, there you go. Todd, what do you got to say? Come on now.
Obviously not much.
That's a good story, actually. That's a pretty good story. So,
yeah, very.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. I've wondered that, you know, when people demand to get off the plane and you're on the, you know, you're out there, well, open the door and good luck. I was just on a plane not long ago and forgetting where we were at and the door fell off. I mean, we were on the ground.
Ow.
They pulled away from the jetway and the door fell off.
What do you do for that?
Wait a minute. What kind of airplane was that?
Oh,
Scott, pulling up for real airline planes. Don't be
yeah,
cheap
it was
here.
It was one of the regional jets. I'm just trying to remember what it was. You know, one of the smaller ones, a jet. But it's one that has the chains and they lower down and the door acts as the stairs. It can, but you know they don't use it in that capacity. They put the jet way up. So you know, but anyway, it's a long darn way. My point is. From that, where you get on the plane, to the ground. So, you know, somebody, like Bob, your story, the smart aleck wants off the plane, and you're on the ground already, open the door, get out! There you go, buddy boy! We'll see you later!
Well,
break that ankle, you know? Bob, hang on, we're going to get your numbers so we can put you in for the drawing, but good story. We love hearing from the pilots with lots of expertise on this. More calls coming up on What's On Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Troy Oglem of Northwood. Backed by popular demand, the North Dakota Soybean Council is sponsoring a See for Yourself program to Portland, Oregon, July 11th through the 14th, for North Dakota soybean producers to see their checkoff dollars at work. Learn about checkoff investment in rail and water transportation, soy biodiesel, agricultural advocacy training, and tour shipping ports where North Dakota soybeans leave for Asia. Experience firsthand the systems in which North Dakota Soybean Council invests to ensure market stability for your soybeans. If selected, airfare, lodging, and most meals will be reimbursed. North Dakota soybean farmers are invited to apply to participate in this See for Yourself program by April 17th. Log on to ndsoybean.org and apply today.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hi, I'm Elise Puklich of Puklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Puklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
University of Mary, nursing. Two pretty important things to put together there because we need nurses. We need nurses. And you know what? Advanced degrees for nurses are a good thing. They're in demand. And the University of Mary offers a Master's of Science in Nursing degree for $15,000. A remarkable value in comparison to similar programs elsewhere, which can run $8,000 higher. And that, of course, is the key to rising in your profession, earning that advanced degree. National nursing organizations called for a dramatic increase in the number of nurses with advanced degrees by the year 2020. University of Mary has a long tradition of excellence in nursing education. They are here to help. Earning your master's from the University of Mary is a smart choice. Caring for others is what they do. Caring for others is what you do as a nurse, and caring for you is what the University of Mary does. Classes begin every 5 weeks, part-time, full-time options. The University of Mary, an excellent education at an excellent value. Visit umary.edu/MSN today to apply. 21 past the hour on What's on Your Mind. I don't know why we have to go back to the 20s, but we're in the 20s all across North Dakota. I think Hettinger's 21 right now. You gotta be kidding me. It's ticking me off. I don't know about you. But, yeah.
Have a April. Snickers, you know how you get.
It's April. 30 in Bismarck. 27 in Fargo. I don't like the 20s in April. I'm just saying. Okay, back to the phones here at 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550. I'll play one more of the off-air calls, Todd, because one of
the... Did you just say it's 30 in Bismarck?
That's what my...
40.
Break this thing here, would you?
Yeah.
Break it.
Drop that thing on its head there.
Scott, get it right. Doug Burgum is a Democrat masquerading as a Republican. It was the only way he could have a chance of getting elected governor was to claim he was a Republican.
Well, that's wrong on so many levels. I don't know how much time to take. First of all, it's your opinion, so you're welcome to your opinion. I don't share your opinion. And I think when you look at a Republican primary, and the resounding victory of Doug Burgum, clearly the most Republicans in North Dakota don't agree with. Not to mention, Doug Burgum was probably the biggest donor to Republican Party candidates and causes in North Dakota over the last 20 years, maybe 30. So why would a quote-unquote Democrat donate to Republican causes? So, just don't agree. And North Dakota's obviously love the guy as well. Number three, most popular governor in the whole country right now. Just came out. So, and I did finally find that Dayton was 30th on this list. He's number 30 on the 50 governors. Governor Burgum, number 3. All right, back to the phones here. And Dean in Bismarck has an airline story. Go ahead, Dean. You're up on What's on Your Mind. Are you there, Dean? Not hearing Dean, so I'll give that one to you and go next to Tony in Bismarck. Hello, Tony. What's on your mind?
Hey, I have flown a lot in a lot of years, and I only mention that because I've probably can relate to almost all the stories about that have come up this morning, this one, I've been stranded in Denver 4 times overnight by airline, by United, and in the last year and stuff like that. But this one's about money, and you can't make this one up. I had a friend that I invited out to the Bison homecoming game, and from Toledo, Ohio. So she goes online, and she's pretty sharp with the computer, and she's got enough miles to pay for the round trip. So she did that, and anyway, she got to the airport, and unfortunately, she didn't print her boarding passes. Got to the airport, and she had a bag and to check and identified her flight, and the guy says, "We don't have a ticket for you." And she says, "Well, I committed my miles." So the guy was very nice, and he spent some time. He says, "Yes, indeed, your miles were put on hold, and then they were released. So we don't have a ticket for you." She said, "Well, do you have a seat for me?" He says, "Yeah, your seat's open." And she says, "Okay, and what do I do?" And he says, "Well, the round trip to Fargo, North Dakota, from Toledo is $1,651. So she stepped away for a while. She called me. She says, "What do I do?" And I says, well, why don't you just buy a one-way ticket? We've got all these plans made in Fargo and everything. So she did. It was $850 one way to Fargo. Going back, she committed a whole bunch of miles, and it cost her another $350 or something. But, you know, that's a little bit high, $1,651 for a round trip to Fargo. Ridiculous. And that's all I have. You know, that I've never seen anything like that. And in subsequent relations with them and letters back and forth for a while, I was trying to push the issue. And they said, well, that's the way it is. That was the price. We think it's okay. So, anyway.
I usually end up losing a customer over a deal like that, and then you say it's worth it, cost them a lot more than the what they extracted in the ticket. But I hear you, Tony. Appreciate the call. Hang on. We'll get your a number so we can put you in the drawing for the prize here today. Okay, Mark and Hazen, what's on your mind?
Good morning. Like the last guy, I've flown a lot, too, and I just want to say that 99% of the time, flights are uneventful and on time and everything. So it's most of the time it's good. But I was in Orlando, Florida on September 11th, 2001. Oh, you know what happened then? Yeah. And we were scheduled to fly out on Wednesday. I think, well, obviously the planes were grounded till what, Friday or Saturday? I think I got out on Saturday. Of course, spending 4 extra days at Disney World, you know, wasn't all bad duty. But anyway, I got to the airport, and the airport's a mess, of course. And I was lucky enough to get a flight to Minneapolis at a decent time. And she said, but all I've got is first class. And I said, oh, really? Yeah, it won't cost you anything extra. Well, okay, put me on. So I got on the first class, and of course, it's nice accommodations. And they served me a meal, which turned out to be a steak, which was really good. But all they gave me to eat it with was a plastic spoon.
Do you have any video? You have any video of that, Mark? I'd like to see that.
No, I don't. I did manage, but it was good. I mean, I got to Minneapolis and then finally to Bismarck, okay, but 4 days late with a good steak.
I love it. A steak with a spoon story. We're going to call that one, Mark.
A
hang on,
plastic
in here.
Spoon at that too. Yeah. It's like, really? That's helpful.
Hey, Dean in Pierce, South Dakota. Have you got a really good story?
Yeah, I do.
Like, really, really good.
I was coming home.
No, don't tell me the story yet. I just want to know if it's really, really good. Is it really, really good?
It is good.
Okay, hang on, because we're going to a break, and I can't take it right now. I can't take any more laughs. Hang on a sec. We'll get it in here. Others, welcome to you. Text time, by the way. You're in the ranking, okay? You're in the drawing, rather, for the MyPillow giveaway. We'll do before the end of the hour. Text Todd, 226-8503. 226-8503. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Vince is here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Best place ever because you have some fun things like the Olhausen game tables. Tell me about it.
I know I'm a sales guy, but it is the best pool table made, period. And here's the fun thing about Olhausen. They'll not only customize your own pool table, whatever you want on it, however you want it stained, whatever wood you want to use, but they can make a matching shuffleboard table, matching foosball table, matching game table. They can do the whole thing for you. So their whole room can be done specifically and designed specifically how you and your family want it.
You sell more Bison logos or UND logos?
Bison right now. When the Fighting Sioux were out there, it was definitely more Fighting Sioux tables. But, you know, right now, I'd give the edge to the Bison.
Vikings tables, they've got them all. And, folks, right now's the time to buy because no interest, no payments for a year. Play now, pay later. Bubble hockey, air hockey, darts, foosball, pool tables too at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too, Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention! If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requirement, requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
$1 billion, 1 billion in personal income, $3.4 billion economic impact, all from the coal industry in North Dakota. Clean, beautiful coal. That's what our president says. Clean, beautiful coal. You want to think we have a little different era going on, ladies and gentlemen? I can't believe it. We haven't had a chance to talk about this much, but I am curious, and maybe in the next couple of days, take some time, and I just want to find out, for all the people that have been, you know, anxiously awaiting a Trump administration, voted for the man, saw him get in there, you know, if any of your opinions changed at all, if anything's he's done that concerns you or that you're worried about, I tend to find, if I read a whole bunch of stuff, you know, Mike Allen and, you know, that's one I read every day, Politico and, you know, a lot of the papers and watch, you know, even Fox, you know, just the same stuff over and over and over again. And it's all, oh, Steve Bannon this, and oh, he doesn't like Reince Priebus, and oh, what about this, and all the, and then none of it ever comes true. And it just brings me back to the campaign. If I get sucked into all of that vortex, I think, maybe things aren't going so well. They got to do this better. They got to do that better. I'm not so sure it's not perfect when you think about it. Well, you think about it. I mean, hours into being president, he's signing the order on the Dakota Access Pipeline and Keystone, saying, hey, bring me your permit and we'll sign it. Look what he did on the Clean Power Plan. Look what he's done on all these regulations. A Supreme Court nominee. I'm getting off track here, but I'm saying, you know, this is pretty extraordinary. And he said, and I quote, clean, beautiful coal as president of the United States. When the previous president called it dirty coal and launched a war on coal. So, just a little bit of a buck up for myself and all of us. Remember, there are very few media sources that are going to tell you what is happening accurately, number one. Fairly report on what's happening. So if you're relying on quote-unquote news to say this is what's happening, you're not getting a straight scoop. Back to clean, beautiful coal. A new statewide poll found North Dakotans overwhelmingly support the coal industry. Yeah, we get it. And especially the efforts on research and developing near zero emissions technology to ensure our energy future is secure and protect our economy. Nobody thinks the status quo is okay, including this great industry. Learn more at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future online at secureenergyfuture.org. Okay, Dean in Pierce, South Dakota, keeping us in total suspense, has a story to share. Go ahead, Dean. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Okay, we're on our way home, and we land in Denver. We have switch planes, go to Sioux Falls. Well, they bumped me I'm not a regular flyer, so I don't know how all this stuff works. I'm like, well, so what do I do? How do I get home? Well, there's another flight. If we can send you to Chicago, and from Chicago you can go back to Sioux Falls. You'll be there 2 hours after this flight. Well, there's four of us together. So they bump me. The other three go. So I go to Chicago. We get to Chicago, and it's raining so hard there that the flight going to Sioux Falls won't take off. So we have to stay overnight. Well, because it's rain, that's not the airline's fault. So you don't get any accommodations. And it's 11:30 at night. They got a plane leaving at 6 in the morning, so I spend the night in the airport. Okay. Next morning, go, and it's snowing in Sioux Falls, and it's a blizzard, so they won't go. So 2 o'clock in the afternoon, they got a flight going. Okay, so go there, and we get there, and they're like, well, we got a flat tire on the airplane, so the airplane can't go. So they got another flight going at 9 o'clock that night. Well, the snowstorm's still going. So one of the pilots decides there's no way we're going anyway, so the pilot don't show up. So then the flight is canceled. So stay overnight in the airport again. So next day, get up and go to the airport or go to the airlines, and they're like, well, we got a flight at 10 o'clock. Of course, now I'm on standby, so... And the flight's full, can't get on. So noon, another flight, flight's full, can't get on. 4 o'clock in the afternoon, another flight, full, can't get on. 10 o'clock, flight, and it's full, can't get on. So stay overnight in the airport again. So third day, get up, go to the airlines, and like, and the lady that I have to talk to at the desk, she's like, well, you should have went back to Denver. You'd have got back to Sioux Falls. Like, well, I didn't know I could go back to Denver. Well, you could have. Well, okay, it's too late now. Well, we got a flight going today, so it's noon, still haven't left, and I run into our Schwann's guy. He's in the Chicago airport from Pierre, South Dakota. He's like, yeah, we've been here for 2 days, too.
Whoa, wait a minute. Your Schwann's guy? Like the guy that comes to your door you bump into in the airport?
Yep. Yep.
Yeah. Did he have a Schwann's, did he have the Schwann's truck with him? Maybe you could, you know, hitch a ride with him and get some, you know, get some ice cream cones on the way back. I don't know. Hey, you got any biscuits on you today?
Yeah. We tried to rent a car. Well, everybody, I mean, there was so many people in the airport because of this storm. And all the cars were rented, so we couldn't go. There was a young couple in there, really young couple. I mean, the girl was like 20, and they had a baby. And
oh my God.
She was breastfeeding, and she was so embarrassed that she couldn't stand it. She was crying. So we kind of helped them out. And then we finally got on the airplane 9 o'clock on the third day that night. And, of course, we live 200 miles from Sioux Falls, so my wife and the other couple had left and went home. So I'm like, well, they'll just have to come back and get me. And the Schwann's guy's like, hey, you know what? We're kind of going that way. We'll just take you home.
You did get a ride from the Schwann's guy. I love it.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I tell you what. I'm glad it had a happy ending, and I'm never complaining about any airline story ever again because I've never spent one night, let alone that many nights there. That's a good story, Dean. Hang on a second. You're in the running for the MyPillow title, or Manny, I'll get your information. Ashley, we go. Joe, what's on your mind? You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, good morning. I'm really excited about Donald Trump in a lot of ways. I think he's done a lot of great things. Don't get me wrong. However, I got friends in the military and in the military-industrial complex. He is still surrounded by the swamp. And there's a lot of swamp in our military-industrial complex. And I will boldly tell you there is war coming, and it is coming to America's shores. And it'll involve North Korea, it'll involve Russia, and it'll involve China, and it'll likely be within the next 6 months. And our military is well aware that this is their plan.
Okay, so when you say war to our shores, are you saying that's what the swamp wants? Trump doesn't, but the swamp does?
the swamp wants this war, and this still involves our past president, who is still not out of, let's just say, power behind the scenes. And as much as Trump is going to try to drain the swamp, and he's trying, he's not entirely aware, I don't believe, of some of the people he's surrounded himself with that are deep state. But this is going to happen. Matter of fact, this North Korean conflict is a big deal. Do not take light of Kim Jong-un and his ability. You cannot trust the Chinese. They are North Korea's ally, and Russia is China's ally.
Yeah, I've used this line a million times, so some listeners are probably sick of it. But, you know, the best advice that my mom ever gave me was to just remember that the coincidences, she would say, coincidences are God's sealed orders. Okay? And it's another way of saying, if you prefer, there's no such thing as a coincidence. Right? There's no, nothing just sort of happens. And to see what's happening and how it's happening right now with North Korea and Syria and Russia and everything that's going on, there's no doubt about it. Now, I happen to believe it's from 8 years of weakness. The Obama administration has continued to build, and obviously Trump can only do so much so fast, and we'll have his hands full here. I don't know, you know, whether or not your friends have it right. That sounds a little on the conspiratorial side that, you know, hey, Obama's pulling the strings from behind the scenes. There's still, you know, this industrial complex, and they're calling the shots, and war's going to be here in 6 months. I'm not going to go as far as you are, Joe, but I will go as far as saying there is something in the air significantly in a foreign policy, national security sense. And meanwhile, you know, the mother of all evils, ISIS, you know, and their random attacks and what they're up to. So there's a lot on his plate, but I think the man's up to the job, even draining the swamp and taking on that complex. I like his chances myself.
Well, just keep this in mind if I'm still on the air.
You are, yeah.
Dollar. Okay. The thing that's going to bring it down is the dollar, and the dollar hegemony is going to end. And I will be so bold as to say you're going to see some giant corrections to the dollar in the next 2 months, starting this month. And this is going to all involve why the war drums are beating. So,
right, Joe, but I mean, with the story you just explained, I have people who I consider friends that have said the same thing for the last 3 years.
Yep.
Okay, so where I think it gets a little dangerous is predicting when. I don't doubt, you know, I mean, and everybody needs to decide for themselves what they think is coming. I'm not in any way saying it's just an opinion, right? But I think the 2 months, the 6 months, that's where I think we don't know. I don't know if you can predict. That's all I'm saying. You know what I mean? And you're predicting. You're giving your opinion. It's an informed one, so I'm not discounting it. But am I right? Has that same argument not been made for the last 2 years at least?
Well, I would love to be wrong. Let me put it that way. I want to be wrong. I don't want to be right, but my sources are pretty credible. And what's happening is, like you had mentioned, it is not coincidental. Things are happening at a pace that is pre-planned. And we'll see how this unfolds, and I think time will tell very shortly.
Fascinating. Well, call again, Joe. Appreciate your thoughts, and we'll continue to watch it. We will. By the way, I could not have been more wrong on the temperatures earlier. I apologize. We are at least in the 30s most places, a couple places in the 40s. And what's Bismarck now, Todd, at 39? So, or are you 40. Over 40 yet? 40 now, yeah.
Right in 40.
So it's been more. My computer, I think, was just stuck on a screen.
Smack it on the side like an old TV. And
this is all the way up to 39 in Hedinger. That's like, you know, balmy. 39 yeah. In Williston. 45 in where? Where is it? 45 degrees. Oh, it's up by Minot Air Force Base at 45 right now, and so is Mercer County Regional Airport. How about that? 37 in Watt, 37 Fargo, Grand Forks 37, but my point is this, it could be warmer. More coming up. Chris Berg joins us after this on What's On Your Mind.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question. Every day, What's On Your Mind? 800-228-0550.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. AEDs are designed to be used by a sixth grader with no prior training. This week's Safety Minute features NDSC First Aid Coordinator Shelley Dahl discussing how easy it is to use an AED.
So you get the AED, you bring it to the person, it's
really, really easy. Turn it on. It will tell you, remove the clothing from the person. Make sure they're dry and clean of hair. Remove the pads from the plastic liner. Place them on the patient as you see on the diagram. It's right on the diagram. You put it on, it will say, do not touch the patient. At that point, it's really important not to touch them because it's actually reading what's going on in the body. And then at the end of that, it will tell you whether it needs a shock or not.
Be sure you have the confidence to be the help during a cardiac emergency. Register for a CPR training today. Go to www.ndsc.org to find a course near you. That's ndsc.org.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Little ones are watching, learning, copying, mimicking, mirroring. They're developing their unique personalities based on what you do. When you make a choice to save energy, they will too. Be the lead they want to follow. Visit otpco.com/saveenergy to learn about available rebates. Ottertail Power Company.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
What's on your mind? Chris Berg from Point of View. We're going to have you be our celebrity. You're going to decide who wins the My Pillow from our little contest today. Are you up for that kind of pressure?
Nice, yes.
So because of the whole uproar over the passenger being pulled off the plane in Chicago, we talked about, is he right, is he wrong? You know, what do you think? But also, you know, what's the craziest things happen to you in an airport or on an airplane, or kind of share your best story, right? And so we have three that we've narrowed it down to, okay? And one was, I was recently on the same flight as Al Franken. Does that count? So that's one. I'm glad you laughed. The second one is, Where is it here, Rev?
9:22 a.m. That one.
We had flown to Hawaii a couple of winters ago. My wife went to a bathroom on the jet and caught her skirt on an armrest as she walked back. It caught on it, pulled it off. She was so embarrassed. A flight attendant saw the whole thing, and she gave us free refreshments until we landed. I don't get the free refreshments. Like, you know, I'm sorry you've lost clothing, so, you know, lick her up and you'll be better. I don't know what the deal is there. But that's number two. Number three is a very long call related to an individual that, what happened, Todd? How did he run across the MyPillows again? He was
transporting some MyPillows.
Very long day, and didn't take one, didn't want to be dishonored, but really wanted one badly. Then ends up getting on a flight, and go ahead and play part of that call. We got
find out after I get off the plane. I talked to the gal at the counter and kind of talked about it. And here I find out that they bought these MyPillows from a retail store, and I'm like, apparently the fake MyPillow, because you can't buy the real MyPillow at a retail store, because you will not get the real MyPillow. Anyway, still haven't tried a real MyPillow. Got a fake one.
So, and they were, you know, he was after working and seeing MyPillows that he was hauling, he gets on a plane and they're handing out MyPillows to try on the plane. And he's like, oh, this will be great. This will be great. But it's one of the fake ones you buy in the store, not the ones they get from us. So therefore it kind of didn't work out. But in the end, then he tells us, by the way, this wasn't really a real story. He didn't say it had to be a real story, but I really do want a MyPillow. So, you know, that's what we're faced with there. And there were a lot of good stories, fabulous stories. But which one of those three would you pick?
Man, I mean, I love the guy's creativity for the MyPillow, and I think if you're going to talk about the plane story and the context of what happened yesterday, you got to go with the skirt. I mean, can you imagine being her husband and just you just feel horrible for her? You know, she's like, oh, my gosh, what's going on? And so kudos to that couple, and I'm going with the skirt story.
All right, that's pretty good. You know, there were so many good stories. You know, the
oh my God, yes.
The guy getting a ride from the Shields man. You know, not the Shields guy. The Schwann's guy that he runs into in the airport was pretty good too. So all good stories. Thank you for sharing it. It'll go to the skirt lady. It'll make it all better now. I know his wife was embarrassed, but a free MyPillow coming her way. So Rev, you take care of that, and it'll be on the way. All right, Chris Berg is somebody you can watch. I do. I don't miss the show. 6:30 Point of View on KX4, 9:30 on West Dakota Fox, and if you don't watch it there, of course, on their website, povnow.tv, and follow them on Facebook, too. So, what's on your mind today?
Well, there's a lot on my mind. Last night, we had a great show where people missed us. They can go to our Facebook page and check it out, but a couple of people are coming into Concordia to talk about conservatives tackling climate change. And so, in the context of that conversation last night, I was like, okay, so this is all based on science, right? Because they were pointing to man being the culprit. And I said, so based on science, if man stopped polluting or man wasn't around, then how much would the climate change? What do you think they said to me?
I don't know. I'd love to know the answer, though.
Yeah, they didn't know.
Never mind.
What?
That doesn't surprise me, but I'm sorry. Go ahead.
But here's the caveat is that they are proponents of what's called the carbon tax. And so they're saying, hey, look, we need to charge a carbon tax because man's the culprit, and that'll help us make up for this. I'm going, why in the world would we want to use a punitive measure on American corporations when we know China's not going to do it? They're just going to continue to manufacture stuff. And so let's go out there and hinder middle America and American manufacturing even more. Now, they went offline and told me some more stuff, but I just think it's so stunning to me to have people talk about this whole climate change topic, and it almost becomes a religion for some people. And then you get into the actual science of it, and maybe they have it, but they didn't have it last night. So I thought that was fascinating. He actually is going to be in town tonight at Concordia, so people can go out and find out more about where they're coming from there.
You know, I think conservatives should engage in the whole global warming thing. I have a tendency to just say, you know, fake science. You know, I mean, you're twisting this, everything else. But I don't think it's bad to engage, right? And I appreciate you asking the question you did, because that's a good one for all the folks that think this is man-made. Okay, let's pull all the people off the planet. Then what does it do? And the point is, there'd be no difference, in my view.
See, and that's what I was trying to get at.
Yeah.
And And, you know, and Kevin Cramer has come out, as you know, probably even better than I do, a couple times going, hey, you know, we can explore this carbon tax thing. And but is that really going to be the answer? Because China's never going to do it. They're just going to keep, you know, polluting the air. So
how did any governor rank lower than Dayton, says the texter? There's a new poll about the governors out there. Governor Doug Burgum, number third in the country. Did you see that, Chris?
Wow.
That was pretty cool.
No, where's that at?
That's a brand new survey just came in. I'll send it to you. And we'll watch tonight, too, on Point of View with Chris Berg. Thanks for the calls, text, comments. See you tomorrow. God bless you. Enjoy your Holy Week. Bye-bye.
A deal on a tractor at Titan Outlet Store. Guaranteed iron and outlet prices now with a 2011 Case IH Magnum 290 valued at $124,618. It qualifies for Titan's 12-month, 500-hour warranty. 10% down with good credit gets you this excellent planter, sprayer, and harvest tractor. See it at TitanOutletStore.com. Call them at 218-233-3700. Great tires, too, with 70% tread remaining. See it at TitanOutletStore.com and tell them Scott sent you to receive another 11% off.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming machinery and land auctions include farm equipment retirement auctions in Bowman, Wildrose, New England, Hillsboro, Watford City, Cheyenne, McCluskey, and Steele, North Dakota, and exceptional cropland auctions in Wells, Dickey, and Grand Forks counties in North Dakota, and cropland auctions in Clay, Norman, and Becker counties in Minnesota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.